discharged me. And I thought, oh, right, okay. I didn't really think there was anything wrong with me. So I came home and I'd failed the treadmill test in the hospital. Fell off the back of it because I just couldn't keep going. And then anyway, they discharged me and I came home and the grass needed mowing. So I mowed the grass and back came the pain. And so I went down to my doctor and said about the pain. It was back, and if I walked anywhere, the pain would be back. And the firm I worked for at the time had me on a medical plan. So apparently I was going to have to go back to the hospital in about, I think then it was about 16 weeks for another test and see a specialist. And then, as I say, I went back to the doctor and said that my firm had a medical plan. And then I went, they said, oh, that's good, we'll get you in straight away. So within a day, I was back in the hospital. And within another day, I had the angioplasty. And it was all done so quickly. And I was really impressed with that. But I thought, really, I didn't know when I came out of the hospital that any of these were open to me. It was just that I happened to say to the doctor there was a medical. So if I'd had to have waited, I suppose, for the National Health to go through, then there was quite some waiting time to see a specialist and then to get the and then finally to get the angioplasty done later. Could have been quite a few weeks. And who knows what might have happened. Fortunately, since then, I haven't had any real problems. But I become intolerant to, they were giving me aspirin as well after that, and there were some other tablets that I had to take after that, but aspirin was one of them. And I started to get an awful lot of stomach upset. They then put me onto coated aspirin, and that was okay for a while, I suppose about 6 months, and they started to get the stomach upsets again. So I stopped taking the aspirin. I must admit it was my own decision, really. And it seemed to clear up a bit. And then it came back, and I went to see the doctor, and he said that he thought it's about really probably time that I was on insulin, and as he didn't deal with insulin at that time, and I don't think he still does, he sent me to the Oxford Clinic. And I think that that was around about early 2000. And I went on to the insulin, and I'd said about the troubles in my stomach so that I could then drop some of the metformin. And since dropping back to a 500 gram metformin, I've had no more problems with my stomach upsets.